Ah, yes, the old slide whistle. My cue to come on in. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney, and... that's from Cabaret. Like to mention that every once in a while. That's what the theme song is from. The movie Cabaret. We have Danny Kaye. We have Ogden Nash. Art Linkletter. Kids Say the Darndest Things. Milt Kamen. Harry's going to be in just a little while. We have some go on for you there. And we're going to start off with Michael Feinstein. This is from a CD called Pure Imagination. It's on Elektra Records, or CDs, of course. And he has some nice stuff on this. Groucho Marx did this originally. Lydia the Tattooed Lady. But he does such a nice job, I thought we'd let Michael have a turn at it.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la. Lydia, oh Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia the Tattooed Lady. She has eyes that folks adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Lydia, the queen of tattoos. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus II. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia.
La la la, la la la, la la la.
When her robe is unfurled, she will show you the world if you'll step up and tell her where. For a dime you can see Kankakee or Perry or Washington crossing the Delaware.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
Lydia, oh Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia the Tattooed Lady. When her muscles start relaxing, up the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Lydia, the queen of tattoos. For 2 bits she will do a mazurka in jazz, with a view of Niagara that nobody has. And on a clear day, you can see Alcatraz. You can learn a lot from Lydia.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Is Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon? Is Godiva but with her pajamas on?
La la la, la la la, la la la.
Lydia, oh Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the Tattooed Lady. When she stands, the world gets littler. When she sits on Hitler. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Lydia, the champ of them all. She once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and buried Lydia.
La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la, la.
For he went and buried Lydia. Lydia, the queen of tattoos.
La la.
Michael Feinstein, that's on an Elektra CD, and this is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney, and oh, here's Harry. Yo, Harry, what's happening?
Nothing unusual, Steve. Things are pretty much the same. You know, for a wooden dummy, not much changes from day to day.
I see.
Wait, so there's something different about you, however.
What do you mean?
Well, I can't put my finger on it, Steve. I don't know. Did you cut your hair or something?
No.
You didn't have a mustache that you shaved off, did you?
Harry, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm the same old Steve doing the same old things here.
Oh, okay. But I can swear there's something off-kilter with you.
Shall we do the comedy routine I wrote for today?
Sure, sure. Where's the script, Steve?
I thought you had it.
I don't have it. Oh, I remember. I put it in the closet. Let me get it, Steve.
Wait, Harry, don't open that closet.
What do you mean? If we're going to do the comedy sketch for today, we need a script. This'll just take a second, Steve. Hey, who's this? Who's in here?
Close the closet, Harry.
There's someone in here, Steve! Mm-hmm. And they're tied up and gagged! Help me untie them!
Will you just close the closet?
I'll just take a bandage
Oh, thank goodness, Harry. You came and saved me.
Steve, what are you doing tied up in the closet? Wait a second. If you're Steve, who's that over there?
That's not Steve.
Of course I'm Steve. Harry, that man there is an imposter.
Boy, am I getting confused.
I'm an imposter. You're the imposter.
Harry, untie me and I'll tell you all about it. I'm the real Steve. That man there is my evil twin.
Oh, yeah, I'm the evil twin. Harry, turn off that sound effect. It's just lucky that I was able to wrestle this demon to the ground, tie him up and gag him before the show began. Who knows what would have happened if he had overcome me and took over the program. That, Harry, is the evil one.
But you both look and sound exactly alike. How am I going to figure out which one is telling the truth?
Untie me and we'll work this out.
Oh, you'd love that, wouldn't you? Total run of the studio. Don't untie him, Harry, unless you want him to destroy you and this program both.
Harry, it's me, your old buddy Steve. Don't listen to that masher.
I don't know what I should do.
Look, Harry, if you think about it, I have to be the real Steve.
Well, why is that?
This is a children's program, right?
Well, kind of. More like a family show, if you ask me.
All the more reason why my reasoning will make sense. On a program like this, good always wins out over evil. It has to, for the sake of the kiddies. And since I'm sitting here and he's tied up in the closet, well, it's obvious that I won the struggle. I, Harry, am the good one. That ghoul in the closet is the evil Steve.
You're right. You have to be the good Steve. And you scoundrel, you wolf in sheep's clothing, you can sit in that closet for all eternity for all I care.
Harry, don't close the door. You're making a big mistake.
Boy, Steve, I'm sure glad you set me straight on that one.
Now come over here and sit on my lap, all right?
Sure, Steve. I'll just climb up on here. There we go. Okay.
Now that's a good boy. You made the right decision.
Thanks. That was close. Can you imagine? I almost picked that idiot in the closet.
So give me the script and we can finally do it.
The script? But it was in the closet.
You mean you didn't get it when we were talking with Evil Steve?
No, I was too flustered.
That's not good, Harry. That's not good at all.
Hey, stop squeezing so hard. Hey, Steve, that hurts. That hurts.
I want a drink of water. No, now! Not later! Now! Mommy, what are you doing? I want to tell you something. First comment, then I'll tell you. It's a secret. It's about Willie and the teacher, and he called him a stupid dope. Mommy, do you hear me? Give me a drink of water. Light on. I can't see. The chair's moving. There's a funny animal on the wall. You coming, Ma? There's an aeroplane in the room and it's flying all around. It's flying in my head. Mommy, give me a drink of water. Seymour's mother always gives him water, he told me. And sometimes his mother lets him get it himself. And that crazy Barbara in school today, she scratched me. It hurts too. You wanna see it, Mom? I need a bandage it up. Mommy, oh, Mommy, tell me a story. The one about the king who lived in the woods. And he killed a wicked dragon with his magic sword. That's the one I like. Tell me that one. Tell me, Mommy, tell me. I'm gonna tell Daddy you're not a good mommy. You never listen to me. You bad, naughty mommy. Mommy, give me a drink of water. Give me a cookie too. Turn the light on. Tell me a story. The one about the, you know, Mommy. Tell me a drink of water.
The dog. The truth I do not stretch or shove when I state the dog is full of love. I've also proved by actual test a wet dog is the lovingest. The kitten. The trouble with a kitten is that eventually it becomes a cat. The pig. The pig, if I am not mistaken, supplies us sausage, ham, and bacon. Let others say his heart is big. I call it stupid of the pig. The cow. The cow is of the bovine ilk. One end is moo, the other milk. The calf. Pray, butcher, spare yon tender calf. Accept my plea on his behalf. He's but a babe, too young by far to perish in the abattoir. Oh, cruel butcher, let him feed and gamble on the verdant mead. Let clover tops and grassy banks fill out those childish ribs and flanks. Then may we at some future meal pitch into beef instead of veal. The poultries. Let's think of eggs. They have no legs. Chickens come from eggs, but they have legs. The plot thickens. Eggs come from chickens, but have no legs under them. What a conundrum. The turkey. There is nothing more perky than a masculine turkey. When he struts with no ifs or buts. When his face is apoplectic, his harem grows hectic. And when he gobbles, their universe wobbles. The duck. Behold the duck. It does not cluck. A cluck it lacks. It quacks. It is especially fond of a puddle or pond. When it dines or sups, it bottoms ups. The gander. Be careful not to cross the gander, a bird composed of beak and dander. His heart is filled with prideful hate of all the world except his mate. And if the neighbors do not err, he's overfond of beating her. Is she happy? What's the use of trying to psychoanalyze a goose?
That was Ogden Nash, and before that we heard Danny Kaye, Mommy, Give Me a Drink of Water. One of the great songs of all time as far as children's music. And this is Knock on Wood, I'm Steve Charney.
Wait a second. I'm having second thoughts about you being the real Steve Charney after all.
Don't be absurd. I look like Steve Charney. I sound like Steve Charney. I dress like Steve Charney. I'm Steve Charney.
Yeah, but so does the guy who's tied up in the closet.
I already told you, Harry. That's my evil twin. It's just lucky that I was able to tie him up and gag him before the show started. Who knows what would have happened if I hadn't?
But how do I know that you're not the evil twin?
Good wins out over evil on family programs. He lost, so he's evil.
But the show isn't over yet. Maybe he'll eventually overcome.
Don't be ridiculous. Now shut up.
Ooh, what you said! The good Steve would have never have said that to me!
Well, I just did.
Well, maybe you're right. Hey, wait a second. Did you see where my lunch went?
No, I haven't.
Wait a second. The bag! Look inside the paper bag here. The sandwich is gone, and the apple is nothing but a core. Someone ate my lunch!
So what are you coming to me with your problems for?
You are the evil Steve. You ate my lunch. The good Steve never would have done that. The good Steve doesn't go around eating friends' lunches.
Look, Harry, I promise. I swear that I don't go around eating friends' lunches, okay?
Then that proves that you're the evil Steve.
What are you talking about?
If you don't eat friends' lunches, then I'm your enemy. And if I'm your enemy, then you're the evil Steve. Get away from me!
Don't talk nonsense.
I have one other way of proving it.
All right, if it makes you happy.
I bet you're not even making me talk.
That's ridiculous.
If it's so ridiculous, smart guy, put this duct tape over your mouth.
I will not.
Aha! See? The evil Steve.
All right, if it's going to settle this once and for all, give me the duct tape.
There you go. Put it over your mouth there. See? See? I should be unable to talk now. But look at me. I'm talking up a storm. That settles it. You're the evil Steve.
Okay, you little weasel. I've been patient with you long enough. You think I was going to let you have the run of the place for much longer anyway? Your days here are numbered, buddy. Your days here are numbered.
Hey, let go of me. What are you going to do?
You'll suffer the same fate as your stupid friend. I'm going to tie you up and dump you in the closet until I can figure out what to do with both of you.
Hey, stop it. Let go. You don't need to tie me up. I'm a dummy. My arms and legs don't move anyway.
Well, why take chances? And now, into the closet with you.
Hey.
Harry, what's happened?
Steve, I'm sorry. I haven't doubted you. Your evil twin. He's got me tied up.
Get in there, you little pipsqueak.
Hey, don't push. Help, Steve.
Harry, it'll be okay.
And now the show is mine. Completely mine. Hi, Evil Harry. I'm so glad you finally showed up.
Hey, let's trash the joint.
Did your mother tell you anything else today? Did she give you any instructions today?
Yeah.
What'd she tell you?
To keep my pants pulled up.
Well, that seems like a fairly safe type of instruction. What are you doing with that pipe anyway? Does your daddy know you have it?
Yeah.
What'd he say about it?
He gave me it.
Oh, did he give you any instructions about it?
Yep.
What'd he say?
He said not to put any tobacco in and not to smoke it of their tobacco in it.
Why not smoke it?
Because some signs were out there saying not to smoke.
Well, the fire department would be right on you. You can't smoke backstage at all. Have you ever smoked in your life?
Yes.
What did you smoke?
A cigarette.
And what happened? Did you like it?
No.
Why didn't you like it?
Because for little children, they aren't good for you, and they don't taste good. And for big men, they are good for... I mean, they aren't good for them, but they still smoke.
Well, before I get a lot of mail from about 10 tobacco companies, we'll get on to something else like dynamite. Yikes. Have you ever shaved, by the way? You seem to try all these older things.
Yeah.
What happened?
I didn't have a razor blade in the shaving thing.
Oh, so you just shaved the soap off. Nothing else came off. What did your mother tell you not to say? I know they always have certain things. Anything special she told you to be careful?
That the last thing she said was to go to the toilet at the...
about personal appearances. What are you going to be when you grow up, dear?
A nurse.
A nurse. Who would be your favorite patients?
You and Roy Rogers.
What would you do for it?
I'd give you a shot and put you on a diet.
Oh, you would you? And where would you give me a shot? Don't answer that.
Hey, what are you going to be, Walter, when you grow up?
A doctor.
A doctor. Is that what your dad is?
No, he's a dentist doctor.
Oh, why don't you want to be a dentist?
Well, I don't want to.
Why not? What's so bad about it?
Because it's a too gooey a job.
Too gooey a job. You're going to be a doctor, huh? Suppose I came in and you were a doctor, all right? I'm sick. Suppose I have a stomach ache. What do you give me?
Milk.
Milk?
Pill.
A pill? What if I have a broken arm?
Well, I'll put cash on it.
That's good. What if I have a hole in the head?
Put a cork in it.
Put a cork in it. That keeps the braids from running out. What are you going to be when you grow up, Jerry?
Steward.
A stewardess? On an airplane?
Yes.
Why did you decide to be that? Do you know anybody who's a stewardess?
Yes.
Who?
We used to go to O'Neill Airport.
Oh, was your mother a stewardess?
Yes.
She was. Did she marry a millionaire? They all do, you know. Many stewardesses meet the millionaires on the airplanes. Did she?
Yes.
She married a millionaire. She did. What does he do for a living?
He's a bartender.
Really is. When we get through with the studio, the good Steve and Harry will never be able to do their show again.
Hey, look at this! Steve's guitar! I think I'll put it through this electric garbage disposal.
Ooh, what fun!
Here goes, Steve. Listen to this. Oh, yeah! It's fun being evil, Steve, isn't it?
It sure is. Hey, I wonder if I could smash that newsroom window with this rock.
Give it a shot, Steve. Here, let me turn off the garbage disposal so we can hear it real clear. Look at his guitar now, Steve. There's hardly anything left to it. It's just nothing but a charred piece of wood.
Don't you mean wood shards?
Same thing, Steve. Come on, we're evil. We can make grammar mistakes like that.
All right, let me throw this through the window here.
Oh, yeah! That was great, Steve. Hey, look at this record. I bet this is a collector's item.
Well, let me take a look at it. Hey, wow. It's a rare old Danny Kaye record. I bet this recording set the good Steve back like $100. Hey.
Watch this, Har.
Yeah, I'd like to see him try to play that record now.
Oh, yeah. Let me try it, Steve. Let me try it. Oh, yeah. Next time he tries to play that record, there'll be a big scratch in it. Cool. Hey, wait a second, Steve. You don't think that the good Steve and Harry will be able to untie their ropes and come out here, do you?
Harry, I learned how to tie knots in the Scouts when I was a kid. Those knots are secure.
You were in the Boy Scouts?
Boy Scouts, of course not. I'm the evil Steve. I was in the Demon Scouts.
Oh, well, that's good, because if they came out, you know that on a family show like this, good always wins out over evil, and I... Uh-oh! Hey, it's the good Steve and Harry!
Why, you? Look at this place! This is a mess!
Steve, grab him!
You'll never win, Steve! You're too weak and ineffectual!
Oh, yeah? Take that!
And as for you, my evil counterpart, my arms and legs may not usually move, but in this case, I'm gonna make an exception! Evil Steve! Save me! You said they couldn't get out of their ropes!
All right, maybe the Demon Scouts wasn't all it was made up to be. Ow! Oh!
And take that, you little cretin!
We're taking back our show. Quick, Harry! The sound effect!
Right, Steve! Here it is!
Put it in! Hey, ow! Don't hit me so hard! Ow! Hey, wait a second! I'm starting to fade! I'm starting to fade!
Me too, Steve! Ah! As you said, Steve, good always wins out over evil. on a children's show. And this one is no exception. And on radio, that's shown by using the harp effect.
They're totally gone, Harry. Our evil twins. And good riddance, look at this mess. And my guitar. I'm going to have to buy another one.
You're right, Steve. It's nothing but a charred piece of wood.
It's not a charred piece of wood. It's wood shards.
Well, when you're good, you can make grammatical errors like that.
It'll take us weeks to clean this up.
I know, Steve. Now that the evil Steve and Harry are gone, and we're out of the closet, and we're not tied up anymore, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
They were pure evil, right?
That's right.
And we're supposed to be pure good then, right?
That's right.
We never do anything wrong?
Exactly.
Well, then we're not human. It doesn't make sense. We can't always be good.
Sure we can. We're the good Steve and Harry. They were the evil Steve and Harry.
Hey, who was that?
Oh, that was a nice food break, Harry. Are you ready to get back to work?
Sure, Steve. But I think your watch stopped. We're really late.
Oh, my goodness, it has stopped. Hey, who are you two?
We're the good Steve and Harry, but we got rid of the evil Steve and Harry earlier. What are you doing back here?
We're not evil.
Then who are you?
We're the medium Steve and Harry. Sometimes we're bad and sometimes we're good. You guys don't belong here.
Of course we do. We're good. We have to clean this mess up.
Harry, get the harp sound effect.
Right, Steve. Here it is. Comedic dissolve. Coming up.
Hey, I'm fading.
Me too. Oh, what are you doing?
You can't do this to us. We're starting to fade.
Hey, this tickles.
Sure we can do it to them. They don't really exist, right, Harry? We're the only ones who do. Humans are a combination of good and bad.
That's telling him, Steve. And so are dummies, right? Right? Right, Steve?
No comment, Harry. Now roll up your sleeves and let's clean this place up. If we work hard, we'll have it ready for the next show.
Steve, why do I get the feeling there's a moral to this show?
You get a feeling there's a moral to this show?
Yeah, it's something right here, deep and moving.
Nah, I think it's just something you ate on our break.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Knock on Wood is produced at the Knock on Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show's written and produced by me, Steve Charney. And I always like to mention at this time, if you're at all interested in having us perform at any event that you're having, and we're talking about parties or theaters or schools, we promote literacy in the school, maybe you're, any event, give us a call at 845-246-7898. You can also email me, steve@stevecharney.com. You can check out my website, stevecharney.com, see what we look like, see what products we have for sale. Or maybe you just want to email and comment on the show. We're happy to hear from you. Okay, bye-bye, everyone.